Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning on traveling this summer? Make saving at the pump part of your plans with 2x the fuel points from Harris Teeter. It's easy. Download your eVic coupon, and for every dollar you spend with your Vic card, you'll get 2 fuel points. That's up to $1 per gallon on quality fuel at participating BP and Harris Teeter fuel centers. Download your eVic coupon today and save money at the pump all summer long with eVic and Harris Teeter fuel points.
Just bear with me, I'm trying to plug it in.
What do you mean you're trying to plug it in?
You know,
I'm
using...
Not that.
Oh, what's wrong with this?
No!
Ooh, what's this long thing?
Oh my God! It's my private thing, you know, a lady's private thing!
What's it doing in my house?
Like? I'll have to give it a good wash now. Oh my God. How are you, Glenith?
I'm all right. Thank you very much indeed for asking. And how's your good self?
I'm very, very well. And can I just say, we're here in your kitchen today.
Yes, we are,
It's Glenith's turn. We've had a beautiful dinner. We've had homemade chicken tikka masala, which was absolutely gorgeous and loved it. And if you hear any bumps and crashes and all that, the family's here. And also, it's something special today, isn't it?
It is something special. It is. It's my birthday.
Yeah! Happy birthday, gorgeous person. I bought you a little present.
Oh, so you
And I
have...
bought you a little card.
Okay. What shall I open first? The card or the present?
Do you know?
It's always a dilemma at birthdays, isn't it?
Are you going to shake the card to see if I put any money in
there? That's a good idea. No, it might be paper money. Hang on.
Can you open it?
Yeah.
That's all right.
There you go.
It's really boring.
It's a nice brown envelope. Are you sure it's not a bill?
It's a really boring card as well.
A card nonetheless. You, sir, are a ruddy legend, it says.
Yes, because nice. You are.
You, sir, are a ruddy legend.
You are.
To Glenith, happy happy birthday from your beloved Beatty clan. Love you, Yvette, Carl, Will and Mary. That is lovely.
Oh,
thank you very
much
very indeed.
Very welcome, very welcome.
And look what's fallen out. A 5p coin.
Do you know, I don't spare anything, do I?
No expense spent?
That's what I meant to say. Expense spent there.
And some chocolate as well.
Now, the sticky tape on the side. Don't try. You know that by now. You can't
actually...
Are
you actually sure you haven't had a dabble in it before?
I certainly haven't dabbled.
In the car on the way up?
No, I haven't dabbled with anything.
Have you ever done that thing where you... you've bought somebody a present and you've opened it early on their behalf and helped yourself?
No, I haven't done that, Glenn.
Just me, then. Oh, they're Lindt chocolates. They're lovely.
Oh, they're lovely.
Would you care for one?
No. You have one first. It's your birthday.
Okay, right. If I have one, will you have one?
Oh, all right, then. Go on. There we go.
Wife?
Hi.
Ali's here.
Yay!
Would you like a chocolate?
Yes, please.
There you go.
Oh, they're pretty.
Now that flappy sound isn't me walking. It's actually Ali's flip flops.
I wonder what you're going to say then. On YouTube, it's flip flops.
Yeah, we do like the double entendre, don't we?
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, I was in my local pub only the other night. And they said, yes, sir, what would you like? This is the barmaid.
Is this a joke?
I said, I'll have a double entendre, please. So she gave me one. Don't joke. It wasn't even a good joke.
I know, it was a rubbish joke. I'm just choking.
Glug some tea down, you'll be fine.
And you know, Ali's brought me a proper teacup. And a teapot.
I know, she's good like that.
She's very good. And I'm sniffing. When I laugh, I always cry when I laugh. And then I get a bunged up nose. What's that about?
Is it something you need to see some kind of
I need to see a psychiatrist. That's what I need to see. That's what I need. Do you know, Glenith? Can I ask?
Go on.
Because you only look 21. How old are you today?
Okay. Mentally or physically?
Physically.
Physically, I am 43.
Really? Yeah. Mentally?
About 21.
Really?
Yeah.
Warning, children coming through.
Children coming through.
Warning, children coming through.
The kids.
Oh, look, gorgeous. He's not very well, is he?
Toby's the youngest. How are you feeling, Tobes?
Good.
Good. Oh, he's as good when he's not.
You know when you're a kid and you have that really bad nose, well, you don't have to be a kid, you get it, where it's really sore because you've rubbed it that much with really bad toilet paper. You need soft aloo roll.
We do.
You need tell skimflint here.
Yeah, you are a skinflint.
Look what it's done to your child.
Don't point the finger at me.
It's abuse, Glenn. That's abuse. It is. I'm going to call Childline. You can't let your child wipe his nose. Look at the state of it.
Oh, Toby, I'm so sorry, but Mum did the big shop last week.
Whoever bought the toilet roll, I have no idea who it is, because that toilet roll isn't that soft.
No, it's not.
It's not for
the kids at school tracing paper, wouldn't it?
Oh,
do you know what it is? I think the Labrador ran off with all the toilet roll.
How on earth does the Labrador? Why does he wipe his bum after he's had a poo?
What's that about?
Oh, I see. I thought you meant your dog ran off with the toilet roll.
Well, I was trying to be funny again, but obviously it fell.
No, stop it, Glenn. Stop it. Maybe your birthday, but goodness me.
I know. Too many jokes. I can't.
That's the thing. When it's your birthday, me and Carl have a rule. When it's your birthday, no one can get angry with you. No one can shout at you. And if you want me to do anything tonight, I will do it.
Really?
Wow. Kids are
there's a road sign Kids up the road.
I will do that. If you want me to do that, get the roadside back.
That's put it what in I'll my do. Kitchen.
Look, I see cake.
We're ready.
A candle. Oh,
Jane's here with us as well. What's this?
You ready?
Warning. I just want to tell you a warning. If you do it in the living room, the smoke alarm will go off.
That's why we're doing it. Health and safety, yes. Toby.
Ready? After three.
Shut the door.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Aww. Happy birthday to you.
You at home, feel free to join in.
Happy birthday, dear Glennie. Happy birthday to you.
That's a beautiful cake.
That's salted caramel. And look, it's got four candles on the top.
It has not four candles.
Four candles.
Four candles.
Candles.
Would you like me to take a picture?
Oh.
Shall we vote? One, two, three.
Yay!
Way! I've got to make a wish.
Oh, awesome.
Make one.
Oh, okay, make a wish.
It's done that died out so you can make one.
Okay.
Did you make one?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I can't tell
I can't
us
tell you
anything.
Yeah.
Did you make that cake yourself?
I did. I made the curry this evening and I made the cake.
You made the curry this evening? Did she go to Asda and buy it? Did you just say curry?
Curry.
You said curry.
Did it?
Curry. Yeah. Curry. It's like Kerry.
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 She was trying to be posh. That's what it is. She was trying to be posh. I made a curry.
Well, that's not all we've got here. We've got cake. We've even got Maltesers.
We have got Maltesers.
And, Toby, would you like to bring that bag over for me there?
What are they?
What have we got?
Cheesy balls.
Cheesy balls.
Yay! Podcast. Wouldn't be a podcast without the cheesy balls.
The podcast has officially started. We've opened up the cheesy balls.
The cheesy balls.
There
Yum.
We go. And as always, we start the show with Correspondence Corner.
Ah, take it away, Will.
Correspondence Corner. Another message from another caller. Correspondence Corner. Leave a message and we might get back to you.
Yay!
Round of applause for Will, everyone.
Yay!
And we start with a message which comes from Andrew Brooker Carey. It's the double-barreled name. It's
very
posh.
Oh, that's very posh, that is.
And it's sent it through our Facebook page, which is right. Bets and Glenn's Anytime podcast show on Facebook. Hit the like button.
You're so slick. Oh, you got that in there.
Quite right. Got us. Got
professional.
Don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes, all that kind of stuff. Loving the podcast shows. Plus, I like to say thank you to Yvette for the lovely video message she gave my daughter in Guernsey Bookshop for me and my wife.
Goodness me, that was a while back.
Was it? Well, he's got a good memory. I hope you and Carl enjoyed the island. Plus, you and Glenn keep up the good work, and I am looking forward to plenty more laughs.
Oh, that's ever so sweet of you. Thank you very, very much. Yes, I love Guernsey. I plan to go back there again. I had a great time. It's a beautiful, beautiful place.
I've never been to the Channel Islands.
You must go. Amazing. Oh, beautiful.
Al, should we go to the Channel Islands?
Let's. Yes.
Right. That's that sorted. That's easy, wasn't it?
Yeah, moving on.
Paige Green says, if you had to be on a TV soap, I think we've had a similar question like this before. If you had to be on a TV soap, which soap would you be in and why? That question is for both of you, she says.
Thank you, sweetheart. I've just got a piece of cake in front of me. Cheesy balls, cakes, Maltesers, tea. My gosh, it's amazing. What soap would it be? Well, it'd have to be curry. Purely because it's in the north and I'm a northerner.
Yeah, quite right.
Yeah. What about you?
Again, it would have to be curry, but I don't want a main part in it. I just want to be sat in the Rovers having a drink while some scenes go
in. Oh, come on, Ali. Fix it for me and Glenn just to be in the back in the Rovers.
Can I even imagine the chaos? I thought you would both sit there politely.
We would.
And be quiet.
We would. I promise. Promise. So promise.
I'd have more luck taking Jamie and Toby on set.
We'd be so good. Promise. Promise, please.
We'd be sat quietly in the background recording the podcast.
Yes. With the earphones.
Norris has just walked in.
Oh, go on, please. She's thinking about it. You've got to work on it tonight.
I'll give her a good work over later.
Give her a good work over.
Birthday work over. Janine Preston says, I've got a game idea. Hi, Yvette and Glenn. My game idea for you fabulous two is you need one bag of cheesy balls.
Got it.
One bag of onion rings.
Oh, we haven't got that.
Oh. Place 3 or 4 onion rings on the table and throw the cheesy balls and try and get the cheesy balls in the middle of the onion rings.
I like that game.
The loser will then be chosen a challenge by your partners or your mums.
I like it.
Okay.
Well, should we do that next week?
Next time.
So I'll bring the you seem to have more luck getting the cheesy balls than I do. Mm. I can get the onion rings.
Okay.
We'll do that. Yeah, great.
Sorry, I'm talking with my mouth on now. It's a silly thing to do, wasn't it, in Correspondence Corner? Graham Bettany from Merseyside says...
Hi, Graham.
Hi, Yvette and Glenn. I wanted to send you an email and say how great the podcast is. Thank you very much. I had to apologise to a lady on the train the other day as I was listening to your show and laughed out loud and a slight bit of phlegm hit her. Awkward.
That's not good, is it?
My wife and I are huge fans and we would love to come to a live recording of the podcast. Good, please put us on the list for tickets. Thank you very much indeed.
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
And I'm sure that people would bring a plate full of food each for the buffet and a few packs of cheesy balls.
That sounds fantastic.
Graham, Kim and Tilly.
We are working on that, Graham. But let me tell you, I had a similar thing happen to me. I was on a train many years ago when I was on Blue Peter. We used to travel all the time on the trains. And I was wearing this fur coat. And it was a brown one, so I looked like a teddy bear or a womble.
Right.
And I was chewing a boiled sweet. Well, I was sucking the boiled sweet, and I fell asleep. Well, I woke up, and I was so embarrassed because it had come out of my mouth, but it actually fallen onto the lapel.
Got stuck on the
brown coat. I was so ashamed.
Did you know it was there when you woke up?
No, because I was just sort of like, and then it sort of
people
like,
was like, oh, let's have a look at your brooch. It's glistening in the light. Oh, it looks like a... Oh, it's not a brooch, is it?
Glistening in the light. Oh, God. I was so ashamed. It was one of those kind of like, quick, get it off before anybody sees
and
you.
It was but, stuck and then yeah, pulls apart.
Anyway, terrible.
Anyway, Graham, thank you very much for the correspondence. Liam Stammers has got a subject on books. He's been in touch. Hi, Yvette and Glenn. Since finding out about the show and listening to it for the first time, I can honestly say it's the maddest, craziest and most hilarious thing on radio ever. And I love love it, he says. Aww. I've got a question for the two of you, and it's this. If each of you were to write your autobiography, what title would you give it?
Well, funny you should say that.
You're not writing a book, are you?
I've been trying. Well, I think I've got to chapter 13, and it's called Here's One I Screamed Earlier.
Oh, I like it.
Yes, so it charts from, well, basically my life.
Is that what the book would be called?
Yeah, Here's One I Screamed Earlier.
That's fantastic, because he does come up with a suggestion for you, actually.
Oh, go on then, what is it?
My suggestion for Yvette would be to name hers after the immortal payoff line that she says at the end of every edition of Most Haunted.
Sleep Tight.
Sleep Tight.
That's a really good idea as well, I like that.
That could be the follow-up book.
It could be the book number two.
Yeah, see, we were on plan book number two and you haven't even written book
exactly.
number one
Exactly, what's yours?
I think mine would be something like, Sorry for the Inconvenience. So there we are. Wayne Seaton's been in touch from the Most Haunted page.
Hello,
on
Wayne.
Facebook. He's completed a Brave the Shave for Macmillan Cancer today, and he's looking for donations. You can do that through the Facebook page as
yes,
well.
Yes, absolutely.
So, well done, Wayne.
He says he's
feeling a bit drafty on the top of
his
head.
I'm not surprised. I can't wait to see his baldness.
I know. Have you ever shaved, Yvette?
Sorry?
A shave. Have you ever had a shave?
No, actually.
No?
No, I've never ever had a shave.
Right.
Why, would you like to shave me?
No, not at all. But, you know, it's one of these things people do, isn't it, from time to time.
Are you getting kinky with me now?
I couldn't possibly.
Ali, I'm getting scared. I'm getting scared. He's asking me to shave.
Did he?
Was that his chatline to you? Did you go into a bar and did he come up and say, have you ever been shaved?
His chatline to me was, nice to see you both. And that is the God's honest truth.
It was, actually.
And you got away with it.
It was. I say it was a chat-up line. I was DJing in a nightclub with 2,000 people, and Ali, who had been working at Work Experience in the radio station I've been working for, and I said, it's Work Experience, Ali. Nice to see you both. Over the mic. Anyway, she's ended up marrying me.
Well, there you go. Look at that. And what a beautiful couple you are.
11 years this weekend.
Hey, how many?
I've got an awful lot of cake.
Again, look at you.
11 years this
11
weekend.
11 years.
I wasn't sure you'd remembered that. Yeah, awesome. 11 years.
11 years.
There you go.
And when we were, Carl and I had ours, we were 17 years. 17 years on, I always forget the date. 29th of May. That's it.
You can't. It's not for the girls to forget.
Oh, no, I always do. I'm terrible. He always remembers and I forget. Always. Which reminds me, we should ring him actually.
Yes.
Shall we do that now?
Let's phone Carl. Whilst you're finding that, I'll read out another bit of correspondence from Sarah Roxburgh in Fife in Scotland. Hello, Yvette and Glenn. I feel compelled to put on the Scottish accent.
Go on, do it.
I love my mother. Yeah. Can I just say I love this podcast? Always has me in stitches, sweaters. Dalek relaxation was something else.
I always have that.
Cheesy balls of snacks when I'm listening. Long may you continue, says Sarah.
That's nice.
It's great to hear from you.
Can I just say, because you've done it in that accent like a little old lady, I think Sarah's about 92.
She's probably a wee poppet.
We've put
somebody really old.
Let's ring Mr. Beatty now, because he's on a Most Haunted Experience. Look, call failed.
Oh,
what's
dear.
That about?
Have you got a signal?
Ah, oh, it's rubbish in your house. I can never get a signal.
You can use main if you need to.
I ring Carl.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Hello, it's Yvette and Glenn here.
Yes.
Is this a good time?
Yeah, kind of is, it's okay.
Is that all right? Well, you're on air.
Yes.
Hi, it's Carl. Yay!
How are you? I'm just fixing a puncher by the side of the road.
You what?
I'm just fixing a puncher by the side of the road.
I wonder why you weren't at my party.
What's happened? Oh my God, are you all right?
Well, I am. I'm not deflated. It's just the tyre.
No, I know. But you're supposed to be at the event. And my goodness, how long have you been at the side of the road? And are you anywhere near the event?
Well, I'm supposed to be there now. And I'm about half an hour away.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. And are you all right? Have you got a spare tyre? Hello? It's gone.
Oh, it's gone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
The drama.
I hope he's not in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, my God.
And the car breaks down.
But is it a Most Haunted event? People would be waiting for him.
They will. They start at this time, as you know.
You speak to him.
Sorry, I'm not allowed to have a phone on when I'm sitting in a car.
What? Have you got the Rozzers with you?
No, they're just gone.
Oh, my God, I want to know more about it. Let us know when you can speak to us.
Hang on, there we go. Yeah, I'm just... No, I'm fine now. I can speak. No, I'm just... No, I'm literally... I've got a bit of private land. Well, it's publicly kind of private land. I had a bit of... A guy was flashing me and realised I had a little flat tyre. And when I got out, it was that shredded, it looked like your vagina. It really did. And it had that same sort of smell, that burnt rubbery smell. And I knew something bad was occurring. So, anyway, I got to the side of the road and I started to lift the car up with, obviously, Jack, not myself. I didn't find somebody called Jack and he lifted the car up. It wasn't Jack. And I put my little space saver on, and then you called, and then the phone went dead, and then the police came up and asked me what I was doing on the phone. And the car was actually still up there. And I said, "Well, I'm on the phone. I can't go anywhere. The car's actually up in the air."
They were being a bit silly, stopping you for no reason, weren't they? Then, considering you'd already stopped.
Well, I was already stopped. The car was in one quarter of the car was in the air, and I was on private land. Which is bizarre, but anyway, he looked as if he was about 12 years old, and I told him off, and he's gone.
Oh my goodness! Well, are you all right now? Then you've got your spare tyre on, and you're okay.
Yeah, but I can't get that smell of sort of burnt rubber flange thing out, and it's all over the place.
My vagina does not smell of burnt rubber. Let me tell you that right now, and you know that,
Carl.
Yes.
If that was with you in the car, would you have known that the tyre was flat then in that case?
Oh, I'd have just looked down, see if her legs are open or crossed.
Oh, do you know what? She's within slapping range of me.
I tell you what, Mr. Beatty, you're in so much trouble when I see you later.
No, to be honest, it was the weirdest thing because, you know, when you stop and you put one of these little wheels on your car, it looks like your car's got a limp. And every other car's pointing and laughing at it, and it's bizarre. And no matter what you do now, I know I'm going to be travelling at 50 miles an hour. I'm getting a lot of the army who wants to travel at 60.
Oh, my God! Well, you'll be home very late then, won't you? Because it's going to take you hours to get back.
I mean, the good thing about me being out here with this is I feel like I'm with you anyway because of the smell.
But I love... Right, Carl, I love you, but Glenn, put the phone down. I've had enough.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. God almighty. Everybody will think I've got a burnt rubber for a vagina. I mean, that's not true. I just don't have one. Anyway, it's nice to hear.
When you say you don't have one...
Yes.
You're not secretly telling us you're a bloke, are you?
No, I just don't have a vagina. The children just appeared. I don't know where from.
It was as if by magic.
Exactly.
Like the shopkeeper in Mr. Ben.
That's right. My vagina in different outfits. Vagina, cowboy vagina.
A knight,
everything. Oh, yes, it wears a bowler hat.
Oh, my head hurts. Last few messages in Correspondence Corner.
Yes.
Katie Ribbons has found an invention on the internet. It's a cheese machine gun.
What?
It fires cheesy balls.
We must get one, Glenys.
Well, no, that's... What a terrible waste of cheesy balls.
Well, no, because you'd eat them, wouldn't you?
Well, if you... What, you mean the 5-second rule off the floor and everything?
Oh, I see. Yes, I've seen the picture now. Ah, so you put the cheesy ball in. It doesn't make cheesy balls.
No. You load the cheesy balls in like a cartridge and it fires cheesy balls out.
Yeah, but you see, maybe on one of our podcast events, we could have, I don't know, we could have a cheesy ball fight. Maybe.
For a cheesy ball fight, Al, in the...
Always.
Yeah, you see now.
You see? Is that kinky? Now then,
and
stop it.
Gary Maybank writes, "Hi, Yvette and Glenn, just to send you a picture of these, the son of cheesy balls, beefy balls."
Beefy balls. Well, could we try some beefy balls?
I don't know. I haven't seen any in the shots, but yeah. Might want to get your mouth around some beefy balls.
I do like beefy balls, but I prefer the cheesy balls, I think, definitely.
Shall we phone the mothers?
Oh, yes, let's. Now, I've got an idea.
Yes.
Right, okay. Let's play the yes-no game.
Yes.
Yes.
Have I failed?
No, yes you have. So they can't say yes or no, and if they do, they're out.
Brilliant.
Okay, and if they hesitate, they're also out, you know, for a long period of time.
Yeah.
So I think you should do my mother.
Okay. Steady.
At this point, I'm leaving you.
Bye. 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 Bye, gorgeous.
Love you.
Bye.
Birthday.
Thank you.
Aww. Bye, gorgeous.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, you speak to her.
She's probably forgotten. She'll be forgotten. What big in bed, she'll say. She goes to bed earlier than me.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment.
She screens the calls.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Hello, it's me and Glenn.
Earth to Mother.
Oh, oh, I forgot.
I said you'd forget.
Oh, I did. I completely forgot about it. Oh, are we online now?
We are online. Have you got company?
Yes, I've got Auntie Lorna sat here.
Oh!
Not Auntie Lorna.
well, make it quick. We're going to do the yes no game.
Hurry on.
Oh, sorry. We're going to do the yes no game, Mum. And Glenn is going to. Yes.
Right.
Yes. So if you say yes or no, or a long pause, you basically lose. So we'll time it. I'll time it. And then whoever lasts longest wins. We don't know what you're going to win yet. We're making it up as we go along. I'll pass you, and Glenn is going to ask you the question, so I'll pass you over.
Okay. Hi, Angela.
Hello, Glenn.
Are you ready to play?
Let me do my timer. Hang on. And go.
Angela, shall we phone Agnes?
Oh, do.
Okay. Well, we'll do that in a moment, I think. But this is the yes-no game. Now, are you married?
I am not.
No? Okay. Are you at home?
Hello?
Are you at home?
I am.
Do you live at home?
I do.
Are you with Auntie Lorna?
I am.
Have you had anything for tea?
Sorry?
Do you like cake?
I do.
You're very good at this, aren't you?
I am.
You can't keep saying I am, you know that, don't you?
I do.
That's repetition.
I know.
You didn't say yes then, did you? Did she? Oh, she did. I didn't even hear it. How long was that?
I'm pausing it now. No, resume. Stop. That was 40 seconds.
40 seconds, and that's impressive. Right.
Oh, dear.
Now would be a time to phone Agnes. Shall we give her a ring?
Oh, yeah.
Right, you hang on there.
Oh, yes.
That's a tough call to beat, that, isn't it, really?
It's a tough call to beat. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Agnes!
Hello, Agnes!
How are you, hen? How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. Yourself?
Oh, good, thank you. We're going to merge you with Angela now. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Yes! Right, here we go. You are now officially merged, the pair of you.
Oh, are you all right, Agnes?
Yes, I'm fine.
Have you had a good day?
Yes. Good. Cleaning out the garage.
Oh, were you? Oh, I've been digging in the garden.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
That's nice. Right, Agnes.
Yes.
Hello. Yes.
Can I just say that when you're doing this yes no interlude with Agnes, with her being Scottish, she's not allowed to say I.
Oh. Okay.
Is that a yes?
Right, of course. Okay, so let me explain, Agnes. Have you ever played the yes no game before?
No.
Okay.
You're out.
Okay, so Agnes, I'm going to ask you some questions. You're not allowed to say yes or no or I. What you have to do is use different words. So it could be I could do, or, you know, things like that. Now, Mum has already done it. Angela's already done it, and she's lasted 40 seconds. So do you think you might be able to beat it?
I don't think so.
Well, we'll give it a go. Are you ready? I'm going to get the timer.
She's not competitive at all, my mother, is she?
Oh, hang on a minute. I'm just trying to... There we go. Right. Okay. On your marks. Get set. Go. So, Agnes, what have you been doing today?
Well, I've been cleaning out the garage.
And did you find anything worthy of keeping?
Lots of things.
Lots of things. Did you have something to eat today?
I had... What did I have today?
Did you have sausages?
Nearly.
Nearly.
I didn't have sausages.
Did you have a cup of tea today? We like a cup of tea. Did you have one?
I had a cup of tea.
You did. And are you having any alcohol this evening?
I don't drink alcohol.
You don't drink alcohol?
You liar!
Oh my goodness, I've been told you do!
I used to. Not much.
Not much now. So have you been enjoying the sun today?
I have.
Oh, I see. And what were you wearing? Were you wearing a wee sundress?
I haven't got a sundress.
You haven't got a sundress? What were you wearing? Your corduroys and cardigan? What were you wearing?
I had my jeans and a nice little T-shirt.
Oh, I like wearing those T-shirts. Do you? I like the Marks and Spencer's one. Do you?
I like the Marks and Spencer things.
Do you know what? This could go on and on and on.
This is going to turn the whole podcast up.
I tell you what, you've 1 minute, 30 seconds.
What? I interrupt.
Oh, here we go.
Go on.
I thought, Agnes, much as I like you very much, I think you took a very long thinking time. I noticed that. I thought she's going, and I don't think that's fair.
Outrageous.
Outrageous. Well, I think I've...
Something else, Agnes. If you're waiting for your cheesy puffs, you'll never get them.
Well, listen, that's the plan. I'm not a fan of cheesy things either.
How can you say that about me?
Well, I have to say, I'm sorry, Mum, but Agnes is the winner this week. So you will... You will receive some cheesy balls, Agnes, that your son will give to you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Commiserations, Mummy.
Okay, well done, Agnes. Well,
thank you, Angela.
All right, if you don't like your cheesy balls, send them on to me.
I will do. Okay, bye.
All right, then, love you both.
Bye.
See you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I think I'd be quite good at the yes-no game.
Do you want to try it?
Go on then, do me.
Okay, let's get the timer going then. Are you ready?
I've got to beat 1 minute 30.
1 minute 30 seconds. Okay, reset. And your time starts now. What's your name?
Yvette.
Correct. Did you say Yvette?
I did.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive.
You've got a middle name?
Paula.
Paula?
That's right.
Really?
Absolutely.
Is it Paula? Do you like Paula?
I do like Paula.
Are you sure about that?
I certainly do. It's after... I like the song. Hey, Paula, I want to marry you. I love that.
Okay, and what about... Were you ever teased at school for having a middle name like Paula?
I never was teased.
Were you not?
Not about my name.
No.
Were you?
No, did you forget the middle lane or the middle name treatment from your parents?
I never got that.
Did you never get into trouble?
I never got into... No.
Ah! 38 seconds, that was.
I'm going to do you now.
Okay, right, 38 seconds to beat.
I'm not as quick as you. What's your name?
Glenn.
How old are you, Glenn?
I'm 43. I had to think about that because it's my birthday today. Yeah. that was shit.
That was 6 seconds.
I was so confident as
you
well.
You were even doing a little wobble that you
did. I was doing a little swagger. I'm good at this. You're not going to catch me out, you bastard.
Remember, there's a team thing of yes and no game. You're not on my team, mate. You shit them. Brilliant.
Oh, dear.
Yvette and Glenn, is there any time podcast show?
Anyway, do you know what?
What?
I've had lots of people still trying to guess what Will is snorting.
No way!
Quick. Whoa! Whoa! Quick,
oh, God.
Go.
Oh, God.
Quick. Okay. Go into the sink. Go into the sink.
This is going on and on and on like a nun's knickers.
Do nun's knickers go on and on and on?
They never come on.
That's very true. I was thinking of the other one that come down really quickly.
Oh, right.
Like tart straws.
That's the badger.
That's the one, yeah. It's worth a bit, the badger, yeah. Oh, God. That's another word, isn't it, badger? Is it?
Beaver.
Oh, is it beaver?
Oh, has all like, Carl, check out me badger. He's like, what the chuff are you on, love?
You've got the voice right and everything. I go all gravelly.
The question still remains, what is Will snorting? You're right.
That was such a good impression of me talking sexy to Carl. I do go very northern and very ropey rough.
Hey, Carl. Come and take a look at me badger.
How about it, love?
How about it? Come on.
How about it? You can even imagine.
It's one of my favourite phrases, that. Hey, how about it, love? So Emma Hall's been in touch. And she says, is Will sniffing Tabasco?
No.
Or a sock?
What?
That's what she says.
Well, possibly Mary's sock, because my God, I've never come across anybody that has such smelly feet.
Well,
and
you
that's
don't pour a
daughter.
Sock into a spoon, though, do you?
No, but they could be sniffing. Oh, yeah, with the, yeah, you hear him say, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, yeah. So it's neither of those things. So Gary Maybank in Dagenham has been back on. A random thought has popped into the grey cells as to what Will could be snorting. Would it be vodka by any chance?
Well, we mentioned this as a result. It's close.
It's close to vodka.
To vodka. Come on, people. You can get this.
Yes. Christine in Aylesbury says, is Will sniffing ouzo by any chance? Interesting.
It certainly isn't ouzo.
Okay.
But you're getting closer with the alcohol. It's the type of alcohol. It's there you go. It's the biggest clue we can give you.
This is probably explains the abundance of alcohol-related messages I've got
Absolutely,
coming in.
Absolutely, yes.
Is Will snorting creme de menthe?
Month.
Is Will snorting creme de menthe?
Creme de menthe, not creme.
Is Will snorting creme de menthe? I've never even heard of it. I could have just put it down to a northern accent. She's gone. Come back to us. Come back.
Say it again.
I can't.
Say it.
Creme de menthe. How are you saying it? Creme de menthe, isn't it? What is it? What does it taste like?
Creme de menthe. Oh, Glenn, I'm gonna buy you some.
I'm sweating.
It's a disgusting thing, like green liquid, tastes of mint.
No, I don't want that.
Oh, God, you're funny. Wait, 3-4 times you tried to say it.
I was copying you.
You weren't, I never said it.
What did you say it was called?
I didn't say anything. You weren't, you asked me what it was right at the very end. What's I probably it? Died.
Say it. I'll say it. Oh, you do it.
I've done it.
Hey,
bitch.
What's my safe word? Crumb the mom.
What? Say it to me.
I just did.
Say it again.
Crumb the creme. I don't know.
Creme.
De.
Month.
That's what I said.
You didn't. You went
creme de month.
Men.
Creme de menthe. That's how it's spelled.
You've got me thinking now.
You mean you're starting to doubt it yourself?
I'm sweating on my top lip. Right, go on.
Oh, God. The other guest from Pauline. See what you started, Pauline. Apple cider vinegar.
No, she mentioned this last time. Somebody mentioned
Did she?
This last
okay.
time.
No. Lawrence Walden says, hi, guys. Wait, just listen. What?
I'm going, no, she mentioned this last time, no.
We're getting all dismissive now, aren't we? Yeah. Come on, think of some better ideas.
Put up out of our misery. Oh. See you there in the flipping clip.
Lauren says, hi guys, just listened to podcast 6. Was just wondering if it was absinthe that Will was snorting.
Oh no, I think he'd be absolutely off his face if he did absinthe.
He'd be off his tits, wouldn't
he? Would be. How do you pronounce that then, Glenn?
Tits. Bev Flores in Liverpool says, I love your podcasts and I bet the unedited versions are just as good. Well, they are, but they're just really long, Bev.
Yeah, they go on and on and on.
Is Will snorting peppermint liqueur?
No. Isn't that creme de menthe?
Say it again. Do it again. You said it wrong now. Do it again.
I just I called it Crumb.
Crumb of the month. It's on one of these cheesy walls here.
Oh, God.
Dave Mallon. Hi, guys. As my guess of vodka was in the right area, I'm going to say maybe Will is snorting sake. I say this as Carl is into his special way of clearing his nose, and I know he was in martial arts history and may have an interest in Japanese culture. Keep these podcasts coming.
Thank you.
Dave Mallon in sunny Southend.
It's not sake. But I know how to say, hello, my name is Yvette in Japanese.
Go on.
Watakushi wa Yvette desu.
Watakushi wa...
What?
What? It's going really well tonight, isn't it? I want to open all the doors and windows, but I think we'll annoy the neighbours.
I'm so hot, it's ridiculous. I don't mean that in a sexy way.
You're so modest.
I know. Oh, dripping. Oh, God, Glenn. Watakushi wa Yvette desu. And then you went a whole hog of Japanese accent.
Konnichiwa.
No, that was something different.
Is it? What's that?
I don't know.
Is that a greeting?
I don't know. We haven't even had a drink. Right, go on.
Right. And so on to the mystery noise competition. At last. Oh, by the way, before we get to that, if you want to guess what Will is snorting, you can email us. How do you do that? Put yourself together for a starter.
Sorry. It's hello at anytimepodcast.co.uk. That's hello at anytimepodcast.co.uk.
And if you're entering through the Facebook page, you can click the email option at the top of the Facebook page for Yvette and Glenn's Anytime Podcast Show.
Oh, God.
So this is the mystery noise
yes.
that has been running for quite a few podcasts
oh,
now.
God, yes.
See if you can work out what this is. Gave out stacks of clues last time, as you might have considered, with walking, although I wasn't wearing any footwear, that kind of stuff. Bev in Liverpool says, hi, guys. I look forward to listening to the podcast, The Mystery Noise. Is it Glenn walking on a treadmill? Don't be ridiculous. Does he even get me on a treadmill to save anyone's life?
I'd like to see that.
P.S. We need an Angela and Agnes podcast. They are so funny.
They are funny.
Let me think. Is it me on a treadmill? No, it isn't.
It isn't. Are you going to tell us what it is?
Well...
Or has somebody got it?
Well, here's the thing. I think somebody has got the right answer.
Wow.
So to give it the sense of occasion as when right answers come in, I've got my fanfare. Now, last time I played the recorder to the jingle, I've bought my trumpet with me.
Brilliant.
And I'm going to play my trumpet to the jingle.
You're very musical.
I've been practising.
Oh, good.
So are you ready?
Okay. It's very rusty.
I know, when it's got it from the shed. It's been there for a while.
Right. Take a deep breath.
We have it! Right answer! Finally!
Oh, that's brilliant! Your trumpet playing is the best! I don't know which I prefer.
That other recorder. Well, next time I'm going to step up to the saxophone next time.
What about the bagpipes as well?
Oh, I've heard you've got a good... there's an option. Hannah Roman has been in touch. She's
Hello,
got
Hannah.
The right answer. So, well done you,
well
Hannah.
Well done. Some cheesy balls on their way to you.
Hannah, you need to email us, please. Hello at anytimepodcast.co.uk so we can send you your prize of a bag of cheesy balls. And do you want to know what the answer was?
Yes, we do.
It's the sound of my knees creaking whilst I was walking up the stairs.
Don't be stupid.
I'm serious.
What?
That's the note. When the house was quiet, the kids were in school, I was walking up the stairs one day and I heard that creaky noise. I thought, what's this?
And it was your knees?
It's my knees.
That's really bad.
I know.
No, that's terrible.
I know.
You need help.
It doesn't hurt, though.
No, it doesn't matter. you need help. Seriously, that's not good.
Well, you know, it's one of those things, and it's got somebody a right answer, and that's the most important thing.
Well, it is, isn't it? Cheesy balls. Right, now listen, moving on to...
That means we have to have a new mystery sound.
We do. Now, I think... What do you want to do about this? Because I've got a mystery sound, and you've got one.
Yes. Now, I think we should play each other our new mystery sounds, and the one we like the best can be the next mystery sound.
Okay. Do you want to go first, or shall I go first?
You go first. Is it you laughing? Oh, no, right. It's us.
Right, okay. Hang on a minute.
Guessing what that was. Please tell me it wasn't Carl. Carry on, love, I'll just start recording.
Imagine if we did that.
Pull my 90 down when you're finished.
No, I do say that. Right, what's yours then?
Okay. Well, it's funny, great minds think alike regarding the standard of our mystery noises. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. It's not as long as yours, but there it is.
Is it you doing something rude in the mouth?
No, it isn't me.
The
quiz question is, which one do we prefer? I prefer yours.
Do you?
Yeah, so that should be the new mystery noise, and we'll use this other one that I've just played as the next one.
Okay. Okay. The thing is, I think when we actually find out what it is,
yes,
we'll then post the video that goes along with it on our Facebook page.
Okay, yeah.
Because the video had... I nearly died from a cardiac arrest. I was laughing that much. And actually, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It really is quite extraordinary. Brilliant.
Is it human or animal?
Am I allowed to say this?
Actually, maybe you shouldn't.
No,
just let it run for a while first before we start getting
confused. Should we want me to play it again? One last time. Here we go.
You can show the video to me while you're playing it now so I can see what the answer is.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You want to see this?
Yeah.
Okay.
No! Oh my God! Where did you find that?
What? Farting.
That's incredible.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Wow.
Anyway, so if you think you know what the mystery noise is, then get in touch and let us know at hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk. And if you get it right...
You're a perv. No.
No, if you get it right, you're weird. No, if you get it right, we'll give you a packet of cheesy balls.
Absolutely. It's the prize that everybody wants.
Yes, it certainly is.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my
dear,
God. We've laughed so much tonight.
We've had a lot of laughs tonight, haven't we?
We have. Anyway, we haven't actually asked each other How was your day, Glenn?
Oh, well, my day was nice. I got woken up with a start because it was my birthday.
Of course, happy birthday.
The kids couldn't wait for me to come downstairs and show the array of gifts, which turned out to be a load of, they call it craft ales these days, don't they? But it's traditional old beers and things. So they're all on top of the mantelpiece.
I've seen them. It looks like a shooting gallery.
That'd be a terrible waste if we did that.
It would.
So looking forward to trying those over the next few days and weeks. So that'll be tasty. So I've had a really nice day, actually.
Aww.
And the gathering here with the cake and the cheesy
lovely
balls and even the Maltesers.
I know, very nice.
It's been a very pleasant evening to round the day off.
I've thoroughly enjoyed myself, and it's lovely to be here on your birthday, may I say.
Well, thank you.
And you only look 21, Glenn.
Well, in my head.
Yeah, in your head. I'm having a Malteser.
How was your day?
My day? Well, it was very good. It started off with me waking up and saying to Carl, I want an electric strimmer.
Is that what the sound effect was at the start of the show?
No, that's completely something different.
We need a strimmer, do we?
We need a strimmer. We've got a petrol strimmer, but it's just too heavy for me. And what? I like to strim.
Do you really?
I love the strim, but it's too heavy, so I want an electric one. And I've said to Carl, can we get some extension leads? I said, all the way up to the top of the gates. I said, so I can be free with my electric.
That's a long way.
I know.
Can't you get a rechargeable one?
No, it only lasts a few minutes. Oh, it's rubbish. Mm. Rubbish. So anyway, I've got my wish. We went out, we got those things, the strimmer. I've got a couple of other things.
Did you go to the strimmer centre?
I went to the strimmer centre. It's very good. They recognised me. Oh, hello in there. You like strimmers, don't you? In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a strimmer monthly.
There probably is.
As a magazine. There probably is, isn't there? Somebody obsessed. Maybe there's a pervert out there that actually likes, gets off on the strimmers.
Probably is.
There seems to be a...
There's a magazine for everyone these
there
days.
Is, isn't there? I found one. Cranes. Cranes Monthly.
Cranes?
Cranes, as in cranes, you know, not the bird.
Not the bird.
No, no. But, you know, like, for building sites.
Yeah.
Cranes Monthly.
I saw one and I tweeted it the other day, and I think it was about roundabouts or something stupid.
Yeah, but you see, there's...
Apologies if you love roundabouts, by the way. What a great hobby.
Can you imagine? And who are these people that stand on bridges and take photographs of trucks and cars?
That was happening to me. I was going into work one morning.
What, you got some nerve to take a picture of a car?
No, no, no. It was me in the car.
What?
And I thought, is this one of these speed trap things that, you know, they do sometimes?
Yeah.
And it was a guy with, you know, a fluorescent jacket on. And the speed guns are usually on a tripod over the motorway bridge,
yeah,
or something. He was holding a handheld camera and it was telephoto lens, and he was just following the flow of the cars and the lorries. He was taking pictures. Like, what are you doing? People are braking hard and everything like that.
Bizarre. He might take them home, put them on the wall and get a bit excited.
Maybe he does.
Maybe he does. Who knows what goes on behind closed neck curtains, eh, Glenna?
See them twitching.
See those twitching. But you know, yes, so I had a nice day, and then I had my friend come round and she brought her kids around, which was lovely. And the kids all went in the boat on the pond.
Oh, right.
Which was very nice. And then I came over here. But you know, I'm actually trying to learn French.
No. No.
Oui.
You're doing very well.
I'm actually really rubbish at it. Do you know what I've done?
Go on.
I've taught myself, well, I've learnt how to say, I am learning to speak French, right? And then I say, I'm sorry. And I say this to the French people, and they get very sympathetic with me, and then are really lovely, and then try and help. So I say, je suis en train de pondre le français.
And they say, that's Japanese.
They do it with the right accent. And then I say, and I put my hand, I clutch my pearls, and I go, je suis désolé. And they look at me and they go, oh, the good thing is that I can keep saying that for years, and they can be very sympathetic and help me
then
out.
They start helping you out in English.
Yeah, but then what happens is if I've been living there for 10 years and they say, watch out, here she comes, she says the same thing every time, she thinks we're stupid, you know. So that's me. Yes,
but
that's my new
hobby,
learning
French. To learning a different language, you know, when in Rome.
Well, you've got to. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. You can't go over because I want to try and spend a bit of time in France. You can't go over there and not learn the lingo.
There was a time when me and the wife we were in Paris and we were going to get tickets. She'll kill me for telling you this story, but it was a bit Del Boy Trotter at the time, in
right.
The sense that there was a bit of language mix up going on. Well, she said, right, we're going to go on the metro. I'll take care of this, she says. So I went, fine. So she went to the woman at the window and said, du billet,
Por favor.
So you've just mixed your Spanish and your French.
Brilliant.
So I wonder why she looked at me funny.
Yeah. That's fantastic. That is a real Del Boy trotter thing, isn't it? Or it's hello, hello, where the policeman tries to speak French. That is so clever.
Oh, good
morning.
Best comedy ever.
I love you, Glenneth.
Thanks.
I'm just saying that because it's nearly time to finish.
It is nearly time to finish.
And I love you because you make me howl with laughter. And we have such a lovely time on our podcast. And I can't wait to record the next one.
It's been an awful lot of fun. Podcast 8 is yet to come.
Oh, my God.
But, of course, if you want to email us at any time, you do it by doing what?
Is that to me?
Yes. Oh, well.
Hello at anytimepodcast.co.uk. That's hello at anytimepodcast.co.uk. So slick. I'm so slick,
oh,
you know.
I think it's come to an abrupt end. I feel like that sound effect.
Ta-ra, loves.
Bye now.
Bye.
Yvette and Glenn.
You made it. Here. Finally. Checked out of office to check into the sweet views of that place you've always wanted to go. You know the one. It's nice. Even the kids like it.
This place is so cool.
And they never like it.
Mom, can we go to the pool?
Look at that. Not even asking for the Wi-Fi. When you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
If you look around, there are so many ways to make a difference. At Capella University, our FlexPath format gives you a different way to earn your degree. Take courses at your speed. Move on whenever you're ready. Education should fit your life. Learn more at capella.edu.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.